以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容是 Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 第二十章，时节121-124，时间1966年11月25日，地点纽约。
Devichi Shagunamayi Mama Maya Dhrutya Devichi Shagunamayi Mama Maya Dhrutya Mami Vajaprapattanti Mayami Tang Tarantite. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that this is the condition, suffering condition of the living entity, and he can be rescued by the mercy of sadhu, saintly persons, the scriptures and the spiritual master.
对，主其他那马哈伯夫说，这是生物体的受苦的状况，他们可以藉着沙度、圣人、经典和灵性导师的仁慈得到解脱。
They are prepared to bestow their mercy upon everyone, provided people like to take their inspection and mercy.
他们是准备好把他们的仁慈给予每个人的，只要人们愿意接受他们的训导和仁慈。
That is the condition.
那是解决方案。
And in the Bhagavad Gita, the same thing is confirmed.
在《巴格瓦吉特》中证实了这一点。
In the seventh chapter,
在第七章。
Devidisha gunamayi mama maya dhrutya. The influx of the disturbances created by this material nature under different forms is very stringent.
物质自然所制造的不同形式的搅扰是汇集起来是非常严厉的。
So anyone who wants to be rescued from this misery, he should surrender unto the Supreme Law.
任何一个想要被从这种苦难中拯救出来的人，他应该皈依至尊主。
Mami vaja prapadanti maya me tamsun. This maya has got two kinds of influence.Prakhipatmika, Avaranatmika.
这 Maya 有两种影响， Prakhipatmika 和 Avaranatmika.
Avaranatmika means we are already covered by the illusion.
Avaranatmika 指的是我们已经被这假象覆盖了。
Although we are suffering in every state, we are thinking that we are happy.
尽管我们在每一步都受苦，我们以为我们很快乐。
Just the day before, yesterday, the lady, she said that, oh, the temperature was so high that I could not tolerate it.
正如在前天那位女士说，这气温是这么高，无法忍受。
I could not understand. The next moment she said, oh, I don't feel any unhappiness.
在下一刻他又说，啊，我不感到任何不快乐。
This is called Prakhipatmika.
这被称为 Prakhipatmika.
First thing is that I am so much illusion that I just like the animals.
我是这么的受迷惑，就像动物一样。
They are suffering so much, but they have no knowledge that they are suffering.
动物们受那么多苦，但他们不知道他们在受苦。
But human beings who are above them, they can understand that what sort of suffering they are in.
但是在他们之上的人们，人类，他们能够明白他们受怎样的苦。
The animal is being taken to the slaughterhouse, but it does not know. It is not.
一个动物被带到屠宰场去，但它出于无知，并不知道。
So this is called Avaranatmika.
这被称为 Avaranatmika，
covering influence of the material nature，
物质自然的覆盖的影响。
And there is another influence. Suppose one is trying to come out of the covering, Prakhipatmika, it throws.
还有另一种影响，假如说有一个人想要走出这种覆盖，那么有 Prakhipatmika， 他 他会把它扔下去。
Oh, why you are trying for this? You are very happy. Why do you think? Why you are so much pessimistic of this life? Just work hard and enjoy life. That's all.
他会说啊，你为什么要试着干这个？你非常快乐，你为什么对生活这么悲观？只要拼命工作，享受生活，那样就好。
So these things are going on. Actually, we are suffering and we are in dangerous position step by step.
事实上，我们是在受苦，我们在每一步都处于危险的状况。
But by the influence of this material external energy, we are covered, illusion.
但是由于物质的外部的能量的影响，我们被覆盖了。迷惑了。
You're thinking, yes, I'm very happy.
我们会想啊，我很快乐。
And if somebody tries to come out of it, then he is also advised by the material nature. Oh, why you are doing all this nonsense? You are very happy.
而如果有人想走出这种影响，他会物质自然会建议他啊，你为什么要做这些毫无意义的事情？你很快乐。
Javad jive sukham jive.The atheistic theory. The atheists, nowadays they are atheists, not that. The atheist class of men, there are always.
The 无神论的理论，现在无神论者，过去无神论的人总是有的。
Maybe number of the atheists are now greater than before. There was great atheist.
也许在现在的无神论者数目增加了。但在过去，印度有过一个大无神论者。
In India, there are six kinds of philosophical theses.
在印度有六种哲学体系。
Out of that, atheism is also
无神论是其中之一。
One of them. That atheism, Charvaka Muni, he was Charvaka Muni, the leader of the atheists.
Charvaka Muni, 他是无神论者的领袖。
His theory was.That rinam kritya kritam pivet. Just beg, borrow, or steal. You must eat butter. Never mind.
他的理论是，你必须得吃上黄油，不管是通过祈祷、偷窃还是戒。
Rinam kritya kritam pivet. Javad jive sukham jive. So long as you live, you must live very comfortably.
只要你还活着，就一定要活得非常舒适。
Then one may say, oh, I beg, borrow, steal, and we'll suffer the sin. If I borrow, if I cannot pay, if I commit sin, if I commit burglary.
那有人会问，啊，如果通过祈祷、戒和抢，谁承受这些罪呢？如果我戒，我还不起怎么办？如果犯了罪，犯了偷窃罪怎么办？
The Charvaka Muni reply, Vashibhutasya Dehasya Kutakunaragana Bhavet.When your body will be burnt into ashes, who is coming here and is going to be responsible? Don't think of it.
Charvaka Muni 的回答是：当你的躯体被烧成了灰，谁还会再来这里为这些事情负责呢？不要考虑这些。
So this is atheistic theory.
这是无神论的理论。
They don't believe that there is transmigration of the soul.
他们不相信有灵魂的转世。
He has to take another body, and he has to take body according to his work.
他必须得再接受另一个躯体，他必须得按照他的所作所为接受下一个躯体。
And there are 8,400,000 of different kinds of bodies, and human body is the most manufactory.
有840万种不同种类的躯体，人形的躯体是最受益的。
They do not know all these things.
他们不知道这些事情。
So this is called avaranatmika, covering influence.
这被称为 avaranatmika, 覆盖的影响。
That's covering influence and throwing influence.
因此两种影响，覆盖的影响和向下投的影响。
Out of these two influences, one can come out if he agrees to surrender unto the Supreme Lord.
如果一个人同意皈依至尊主，那么他能摆脱这两种影响。
Otherwise, there is no other way.
不然的话，没有其他的方法。
He'll be always covered or be thrown again.
他会总是被覆盖的，或者被再投下去。
Daivijisagunami, mamamaya durutya, Mami Vajaprabhadante Mayami Tang Tarantite. Lord Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, anyone who surrenders unto me fully, he alone can get rid of these two kinds of influence of Maya. Others cannot.
So Krishna 在 Bhagavad Gita 中说，任何一个全然皈依我的人，只有他能够摆脱这两种玛雅的影响，其他人不能。
Maya mukti jibere nahi Krishna sthiti gyan jibere kripai kaila Krishna veda puran. This, illusion, Maya mukti, illusion, living entity, they have forgotten.
这些受迷惑的 Maya mukti 受迷惑的生物体，他们遗忘了。
They have forgotten their relationship with the Supreme Lord.
他们忘却了他们和至尊主的关系。
Mostly.What is God?
绝大多数人只会说啊，什么是神？
Somebody says God is dead.
有人说上帝死了。
So these things are going on.
这个世界是这样的。
So not now the number has increased. It is always so long the world is there, the material world is there. This sort of thing is going on.
不光是现在这样数目增加了，总是这样的。只要有这个世界，这个物质世界。这种事情总是在进行的。
So Maya Mugdha, illusion by this external energy, they have no memory of how they are connected with the Supreme Lord.
Maya Mugdha 被外部能量迷惑了，他们毫不记得他们是怎么和至尊主连接的。
They have no memory.
他们不记得。
They forgot.
他们忘了。
There is something like God, altogether they have forgot by the illusion.
由于这假象迷惑，他们全然忘了有神。
Maya mukti jibere nahi Krishna sthiti gyan, and just to revive their memory, Krishna.
为了恢复他们的记忆 ，Krishna.
Jibere kripaya kaila Krishna veda pura, veda pura. Veda means Vedic literature.
Veda Purana, Veda 指伟大文献。
Veda, real literal meaning is Veda means knowledge.
Veda 真正的字面意义是知识。
Veti Veda Veda Gyane. There is a Sanskrit root, Vidhatu.
梵文的词根是 Vidhatu.
From that Vidhatu, Veda.
从 Vidhatu 来的这个词 Veda.
Veda means knowledge.
Veda 意思是知识。
And Purana means supplementary.
还有 Purana 指补充的。
Vedic instruction described in story form. That
补充的伟大训示以故事的形式描述。
It's called Purana.
那被称为 Purana.
Story.
故事。
This Bhagavat is also one of the Mahapurana.
Bhagavat 也是一部 Mahapurana.
Mahapurana means that the science of Krishna is described in story form.
Mahapurana 指 Krishna 的科学以故事的形式描述。
This is called Purana.
这被称为 Purana.
People better understand in stories, in history.
人们能够更好地通过故事，通过历史来理解。
Lord Chaitanya says, because people in general, by the influence of the illusory energy, they have forgotten their eternal relationship with the Supreme Lord.
因此，主持人说，因为普通的人由于迷惑能量的影响，他们忘了和至尊主的永恒的关系。
Therefore, the Lord himself, as Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa.
因此主本人作为 Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa.
Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa is considered to be a powerful incarnation of Krishna.
Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa 被认为是 Krishna 的一个强有力的化身。
Unless he was an incarnation, it is not possible to write so many books.
除非他是神的化身，他不可能写了这么多的书。
There are 18 Puranas and 4 Vedas and 108 Upanishads and Vedanta, then Mahabharata, then Srimad Bhagavatam.
有18部 Purana, 4部 Veda, 108部 Upanishad, 还有 Vedanta, Mahabharata, 还有 Srimad Bhagavatam.
Then each of them contains thousands and thousands and millions of verses.
其中每一部都包括成千上万的世界。
So we cannot imagine that a man can write in that way.
我们无法想象一个人可以那样的写。
So Vedavyasa is considered to be incarnation of Krishna, and he was very powerful in writing.
因此 ，Vedavyasa 被认为是 Krishna 的化身，而且他的写作方面是非常有力量的。
And Mahabharata itself is so many, it's a big book.
Mahabharata.本身便是那么大的一部书。
And then each Puran contains thousands and thousands of verses.
每部 Purana 都有成千上万的世界。
These are his gifts.
这些是他的礼物。
So Krishna means Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa. He
is Krishna, the Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasa.
Yes, because sadhu, those are saintly persons.They're always thinking of the miseries of the people in general.
因为萨度那些圣人，他们总是想着普通人的苦难。
They are not meditating for their own purpose.
他们不是为了自己在冥想。
They are writing books.
他们写书。
They are thinking how to establish them in such a way so that they can properly utilize the human form of life.
他们在想怎么样帮助人们。使他们能够正当的利用人性的生命。
That is their business.
那是他们的任务。
Sadhu means that they are always compassionate with the sufferings of the people in general.
Sadhu 是那些总是对普通人的受苦非常同情的人。
That is sadhu.
那是 sadhu.
Because they are devotees.
因为他们是奉献者。
The Lord comes.
主到来。每当有
nature's law is so stringent that if you violate a little, then you have to suffer.
自然的法律是那么严厉，如果你违反了一点，你便得受苦。
There is no mercy. There is no mercy.
毫无仁慈。
So as we go on violating the laws of nature, the nature's law is made, so made that.And the nature is giving you a chance to be Krishna conscious.
因此，当你继续的违反自然的法律，自然的法律是这样制造的，自然会给你一个变成 Krishna 自由的机会。
That is the whole process.
这是整个的过程。
And as soon as you deviate from that law, then you are put into trouble. So we are passing in that way.
一旦你偏离了法律，那你便遇到麻烦，我们便是那样的向前走。
So, the sadhu, the pious, the devotees of the Lord, out of their compassion, they write books, what they have heard in the disciplic succession.
因此，萨度虔诚的人和主的奉献者，出于他们的仁慈，他们写书，写他们从使徒传信里听到的。
Do not manufacture.
他们并不智障。
These Vedas, what is written by Vyas there, you don't think that he has manufactured something, no.
这些伟达 Vyasa Deva 所写的，你不要以为他制造了任何东西。
Formerly, the Vedic knowledge was simply spoken by the spiritual master and the disciple simply heard it.
先前伟达知识只是由灵性导师口述，门徒只是聆听。
Therefore,The Veda is known as Shruti.
因此，韦达被称为是 Shruti.
There is no need of books.
没有必要有书籍。
Their memory was so sharp that once heard they could remember.
他们的记忆力是那么强，只要听一次便能记住。
The life was so nice.
那时候生活是那么好。
That in the advancement of Kali Yuga.And as I have several times described, that this memory will be decreased.
随着卡利年代的进展，我几次提到过，这记忆力会衰退。
People will be less memorial.
人们的记忆力会越来越差。
Memorial, their memory will be very shortened.
他们的记忆会被缩短。
They'll forget.
他们会遗忘。
Just like, the lady was at once forgets. One moment she says that it was terrible hit, and next moment says, I don't feel any unhappiness.
正如前天那位女士立即便忘了，在一刻她说这真热得可怕，在下一刻她说我并不感到不快乐。
That is forgetful.
那是遗忘。
The memory will be so short that people will forget.
记忆会那么的短暂，人们会遗忘。
Just like the animals.
就像动物一样。
They forget. There is no memory.
他们遗忘，他们没有记忆。
In some of the animals there is no mind.
有些动物他们没有大脑，没有头脑。
That is also analyzed
in the Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam. 那是 Srimad Bhagavatam 中
分析的。So, memory shortened.
因此记忆力会缩短。
So just to give us remembrance again, the books.
为了再次给我们记忆这些书籍。
That he wrote those babies.Tradition into books.
Vyasadeva, 他把这些伟大的传统写进了书。
Vyasadeva is the first man who wrote this Vedic knowledge into writing.
Vyasadeva 是第一个把伟大知识写下来的人。
Before that, there was no writing.
在他之前没有写作。
Only by hearing, by memory, the students will grasp the whole thing and coming down tradition.
只是通过聆听，通过记忆，学生们能够掌握整个东西，并且传下来的传统。
Shruti, by hearing.
是 Shruti, 通过聆听。
The Jivere Kripaya Kaila Krishna Vedupura. Sadhu Guru Atma Rupe Aponare Janan Krishna Maur Prabhu Trata Jivere Hoya Gan. So what is the utility of this Vedic knowledge?
这伟大知识的用处是什么呢？
By understanding, by hearing from authorized sources, or by reading from authorized sources, the forgetful living entities will come to his senses.
通过理解，通过从权威处聆听，通过阅读权威的书籍，这遗忘的生物体能够恢复他的理智。
That is the purpose.
那是目的。
He'll come to his senses. Oh, my position is this, and I'm suffering in this way.
他会恢复他的理智我的状况是这样的，我是这样的在受苦。
So, Shastra Guru Atma Rupe Aponare Jana. So, Krishna, or the Supreme Lord, is always anxious to revive the memory of these forgotten souls, conditioned souls.
Krishna, 至尊主，总是非常急于恢复这些遗忘的灵魂、受条件限制灵魂的记忆。
Then how he revives?
他怎样恢复呢？
He revives in Shastra.
他通过 Shastra 来恢复。
Shastra means scripture.
Shastra 是经典。
Shastra Guru, spiritual master.
还有 Guru, 灵性导师。
Shastra Guru, Atma Rupe. And sometimes he comes himself or as Paramatma or the Super Soul.
Atma Rupe, 有时候他自己来，或者作为 Paramatma, 超灵。
He is giving you instruction from within as Paramatma.
他从内作为 Paramatma 给你指示。
He is sending you suitable spiritual masters so that you can have instruction without.
他会送给你适当的灵性导师，使你能够从外面接到指示。
And the books are the scriptures as they are. So,
还有这些书籍经典。
So many facilities the Lord has created.
主制造了这么多便利。
Then therefore,the human form of life is meant for utilizing all these facilities.
因此人性的生命是为了利用所有这些便利。
In the animal form of life, there is no facility.
动物形体的生命没有这样的便利。
They cannot read Shastra.
他们不能阅读 Shastra.
They cannot understand scripture.
他们不能理解经典。
they cannot take the advantage of a bona fide spiritual master.
他们不能从一位真正的灵性导师那里受益。
They cannot consult within with God.
他们不能从内向神征求意见。
They have no this capacity.
他们没有这样的能力。
Their consciousness is so undeveloped that it is not possible to have utilize all these facilities.
他们的自觉是那么不发达，他们无法利用所有这些便利。
But in human form of life, we can utilize all these facilities.
但是在人性的生命中，我们能够利用所有这些便利。
The shastras are there, the Vedas are there, the scriptures are there.
有 shastra, Veda, 经典。
And still, although it is the age of Kali, still those who are following the disciple succession, there is bona fide spiritual master also.
而且，尽管是在卡利年代。仍旧有人在遵循着使徒传系，仍旧有真正的灵性导师。
The Guru and Atma and over all the Paramatma.
在此之上还有 Paramatma.
Paramatma, the super soul, Krishna, a super soul is sitting within your heart, along with you.
Krishna 作为 Paramatma 超灵，坐在你心里和你在一起。
And as soon as by the instruction of the scripture.And direction of the spiritual master, you begin sincerely something, the Paramatma from within you, he will speak. Yes, now you are right.
而一旦通过经典的指示或通过灵性导师的指导，你真诚地开始了，那么 Paramatma 从你之内他会说，嗯，你做得对。
He speaks to you.
他会对你说。
In the Bhagavad Gita, it is clearly.
在 Bhagavad Gita 中清楚地说道。
Tisam satatujuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam dadami buddhijugam tam jinam aam upajanti te Tisam satatujuktanam Thus, the spiritual master's duty is to lead a person, a forgotten soul to the right way in terms of the shastra and scripture.
灵性导师的义务是把一个人一个受一个遗忘的灵魂领到 Shastra 和经典中描述的正确的道路。
And when he begins sincerely and with love and seriously, then the next stage is that God within, who is sitting within you, he is dictating. Yes.
而一旦他真诚的开始了，带着爱，严肃的，那么下一阶段便是在你之内的神，坐在你之内的他会知道。
You do like this. You do like.
是的，你该这么做，你这么做。
So in every respect, the Lord is trying to help us.
因此，在每一方面，主都在试着帮助我们。
But we are so much stubborn, we don't like to take advantage of this.
但我们是这么的顽固，我们不愿意好好利用这一机会。
Oh, is he long? Why shall I take on this?I'm very happy.
他会说啊，我为什么要在意这些？我非常快乐。
There is a story in the Bhagavad. The one Indra, the king of heaven, he was condemned by his spiritual master Brihaspati that you are so foolish. You should have become a hog.
在八卦之中有一个故事，有一次英者，天堂的国王。他被他的灵性导师诅咒了，灵性导师 Brihaspati 他诅咒他说，你这么愚蠢，你该变成一头猪。
So, see, he became a hog.
因此他变成一头猪。
So, after some days, when the throne of the heaven, the kingdom was vacant, Brahma went to reclaim this hog, Indra.
过了些日子，这天堂的国王的宝座空缺着。Brahma 都到那里，到时候苏英德那里说。
They come to your place. So, when
他说回到你原来的位置吧。
And the hog was requested that you are Indra, why you are suffering now? You come, I have come. So the hog says, Oh, I do not know what I am Indra. I have got my responsibility. I cannot leave this place.
但 Brahma 对这头猪说，你是 Indra。你为什么要受苦呢？现在你回来吧，我来带你回去。这猪说：“不，我不知道我是应者，我有我的责任，我不能离开这个地方。”
Just see, even the hog You can just imagine what is the standard of his living. He thinks also that I am very happy. I'm very happy.
看一下，即便是猪，你可以想象他的生活标准是什么。即便他也想，我非常快乐，我非常快乐。
This tool eating and this nasty play, and I have got very comfortable life.
所以吃粪便，住在那么肮脏的地方，他仍想，我有非常舒适的生活。
This is the I'm the prakhyavadika.
那是这是 prakhyavadika.
So, the sadhu sattva, the God Himself comes. He sends His confidential servant, He sends His son, to reclaim us, and we should take advantage of this opportunity and make our life successful.
因此，神本人来，他派他的机密的仆人来。他送他的儿子来拯救我们，因此我们应该利用所有这些便利，使我们的生活成功。
That should be the aim of human life.
那应该是人类生命的目标。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
No, there's time.
哦不，还有时间。
Veda Shastra kahe sambandha abhidheya prayojan Krishna prapa sambandha.Bhakti Prapter Sadhana. Now, what is the subject matter of this Vedic scripture?
这些伟大经典的主题是什么呢?
That is summarily summarized by Lord Chaitanya.
主题大纲在这里概述了。
Sastrakaya Sambandha. Obhideya Prayaja. There are three things in the Vedic scripture.
在伟大经典中有三样事情。
What is that?
是什么呢?
The first thing is, what is my relationship with God?
首先是，我和神的关系是什么?
Or what is my relationship with this world?
或者，我和这个世界的关系是什么?
Or what is my relationship with this nature?
或者是我和这个自然的关系是什么?
This thing is described.
这三样被描述了。
Then,As soon as you understand your relationship, then your action begins according to just that.
而一旦你理解了你的关系，那么你的行动开始相应的开始了。
Like two businessmen, they want to do some business.
正如两个生意人，他们想要做笔生意。
They want to do mutually. They want to do some business.
他们想互相之间做一笔生意。
And what is the aim of business?
这生意的目的是什么呢?
To make some profit.
赚取一些利润。
Both of them are interested in making some profit.
他们两者都想赚取一笔利润。
Without profit, there is no question of business.
没有利润不存在生意。
The first, if the profit is aim, then the two business first come to us and contract are agreement.
因此，如果利益是目的，那么这两个生意人首先制定一个合同协议。
This is called sambandha relationship.
这被称为 sambandha 关系。
Yes, you are supplier, I am purchaser, and you are supplying this way, I shall purchase from this.
是的，你是提供者，我是购买者，你应该这样的提供，我应该那样的购买。
The agreement. This is called relationship.
协议，这被称为关系。
And after the sign of the agreement, when actually the activities begin, supply and purchase, that is called avidya.
而当协议签订了，这活动真正的开始了，提供和购买，那么被称为 avidya.
And avidya means why they are doing this business, for some profit.
他为什么做这生意呢？是为了些利润。
So the profit.That must be. Otherwise, nobody interested.
一定得有利润，要不然没有人有兴趣。
The same thing is there also in the Veda.
在伟大中也是这样。
First of all, we have to understand.
首先你必须得理解。
What is my relationship with God, or this world, or the nature?
我和神，或者和这个世界，和这个自然的关系是什么？
We must understand first.
我们必须先得理解这一点。
And when we understand this,this is my relationship, then my actual work will begin.
而当我们理解了这点，这是我的关系，那么我们真正的活动便开始了。
That is avidya.
那是 avidya.
and after executing that prescribed duty, the result is that I get my relationship with the Supreme Lord revived.
而当执行了附定的义务之后，结果是我和自尊组的关系恢复了。
These three things are describing the Vedas.
伟达中描述了这三样事情。
There is no other thing.
没有其他的东西。
So, there are different kinds of knowledge in the Vedas. Veda is the vast knowledge.
在伟达中有不同种类的知识，伟达是一部是浩瀚的知识海洋。
Even how we shall live in this material world, that is also described.
即便是我们该怎样在这物质世界里生活，那里也描述了。
Even medicine, the science of medicine is also described in Veda, that is called Ayurveda.
甚至是医学，在伟大中也描述了，被称为 Ayurveda。
The science of military science also described there in the Veda, that is called Dhanurveda.
军事科学在伟大中也描述了，被称为 Dhanurveda。
Yajurveda, so many Vedas there are.
有这么多的伟大。
Ultimately, the knowledge is there how to understand the supreme absolute truth and how to get yourself liberated.
最终的知识是如何理解绝对自尊真，自尊绝对真理，如何使你自己解脱。
That these are the subject matter of Veda.
这些是伟大的主题。
So, in the Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says, Veda is to serve by aham eva vidya.The ultimate purpose of Veda is to understand Krishna.
在 Bhagavad Gita 中，主也说，伟大经的最终的目标是理解 Krishna.
Ultimate Veda is to serve aham eva vidyam. So, Krishna or the sadhu and shastra does not stop your material activities.
Krishna 和 Sadhu 和 Shastra 并不停止你的物质活动。
Because you have to act materially, so long you have got this material body.
因为只要你还有这个物质躯体，你必须得物质的活动。
So they give regulation.
因此他们可以规范。
How you should act so that ultimately you can reach to Krishna.
你该怎样的活动，这样最终你能够到达 Krishna。
So if we follow the regulations given in the Vedas, then automatically we reach to the highest stage of perfection.
如果我们遵从伟大中的规范，那么自动的我们能到达最高的完美阶段。
That is the purpose of Veda.
那是伟大的目标目的。
Therefore, you'll find different subject matter dealt in Veda, and unless we have a bona fide teacher of the Veda, it is very difficult to understand Vedic language and take advantage of it.
因此你会发现，伟大中讲述了不同的主题，除非我们有一位真正的伟大教师，是非常难以理解伟大语言，去好好利用它。
Therefore, Lord Chaitanya says that the subject matter of the Vedas we must understand.
因此，主席他那说，我们必须得理解。这伟大经的主题。
And what is the subject matter?
那主题是什么呢？
We must know our relationship with God or with our each other or with this nature or this world.
那是我们必须得知道我们和神的关系，或者互相之间的关系，或者自然和这世界的关系。
Then what is our action, regulated action?
然后什么是我们的活动，受规范的活动？
Then the pleasure, the ultimate goal of life.
然后 prayojana 到达生活的最高目标。
Krishna prapta sambandha bhakti praptir sadhana. The ultimate end is to reach Krishna or to get Krishna.
最终的结局是到达 Krishna 和获得 Krishna.
Ultimate end.
最终的结局。
And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita.
那也是 Bhagavad Gita 中证实的。
Veda is to serve aham eva vidya. The ultimate purpose of the Veda is to reach Krishna.
伟大的最终的目的是到达 Krishna.
That's.
就是那里。
So, this is the ultimate goal of life and Veda describes this And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing also.
因此，这是生活的最终目标。韦达经描述了这一点，其他的马哈伯伯也描述了这一点。
We can come to this point gradually.
我们应该逐步的到达这一点。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。结束。